This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
There are multiple victims after a shooting on a Greyhound bus in California this morning. Police say there were 40 people on the bus as it was north of Los Angeles County. Well, one of the people aboard took out a gun and just started shooting. One victim is dead, five other people wounded. The shooter reportedly got off the bus when it stopped and was immediately put into custody. Voters will have their say for the first time in the 2020 Democratic primary season as Iowa voters will gather to caucus across the state today. In the Hawkeye State, polls show Bernie Sanders and Joe Biden, the front runners. Pete Buttigieg and Elizabeth Warren are also top candidates. Amy Klobuchar is not at the top, but still expressing confidence.
Every place we went, huge crowds, a lot of interest, people literally signing up, committing to caucus.
USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president of my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build the wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation of world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll-free, 844-ROOT-WALL, or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC, paid for and responsible for the content of this message, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. rootwall.com.
It's amazing. I mean, it really is amazing. I mean, just to be here, it's surreal.
That's the winning Super Bowl 54 quarterback and the game's MVP, the Kansas City Chiefs' Patrick Mahomes, after his side beat the San Francisco 49ers 31-20 to take the NFL crown.
Didn't play to my liking in the third quarter, but the guys believed in me, gave me confidence. We kept fighting, and we found ways to win it in the end.
The impeachment trial against President Trump is ending this week with closing arguments scheduled for today, and then a vote that's expected to acquit him on both articles of impeachment on Wednesday. Meanwhile, the president says the impeachment process has been unfair to both him and his family, saying in a pre-Super Bowl interview on Fox, it's something that should never happen to another president ever again. There are now 11 confirmed cases of coronavirus in the United States, six of them in California. This is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
Average gasoline prices across the U.S. decreasing for the third straight week, falling 5 cents a gallon to a national average of 2.46. Here's USA Radio's John Clemens.
Hawaii has the highest statewide average at 3.62 a gallon, while Texas has the lowest at 2.09 a gallon. Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us the reasons for the decline in the national average down to 2.46 a gallon.
Oil prices have continued to plummet in the last week, with a barrel of WTI fetching $51.34 per barrel, amongst the lowest levels since last October, on continued fears of the coronavirus in China.
I'm John Clemens.
A Montana state lawmaker says he believes the Constitution calls for jailing or shooting socialists. Republican Rodney Garcia of Billings offering that opinion at a state GOP gathering late last week when he said he's concerned about the number of socialists entering the U.S. government. Garcia said the Constitution says socialists could be shot or jailed. His party has condemned his remarks. And Apple is now offering iPhone repair house calls in six U.S. cities. The new service available so far in San Francisco, L.A., New York, Chicago, Houston, and Dallas. Get us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop me. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Hey, here we are, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. You know, as we've been saying, you know, with all the fussing that Congress has been taking this country through, we've said, what are we missing? What opportunities are we missing, along with all the money that we're wasting chasing these windmills, all because the Democrats want to do everything they can to invalidate 63 million votes? The thing that's so unconscionable to me is that this was all done under the eyes and control of the Democratic Party. You know, last time I checked, Barack Obama was in the White House when all this Russian collusion started, right? And all the corruption that we knew about that was taking place. And Joe Biden going to Ukraine with his son. I got to bring William Jean on right now. He's the president and national director of Americans for Legal Immigration Pact. William, good to have you with us as always. And we're going to talk about illegal immigration. But I want to get your perception on all this distraction that has been going on endlessly, you know, if the truth be known, for well over 3 years. And it looks like it's going to be the entire first term of this president. And more than likely, God forbid, if Nancy Pelosi ends up with a gavel again in the House, we could have four more years as if the past four were not just so special.
Well, I think it would be a good exercise for everybody out there listening to envision the first Wednesday of November 2020, the possibility of waking up to Bernie Sanders as president of the United States with the Democrats in control of the House and the Senate. Every day that this impeachment show goes on, the chances of Republicans winning in November decrease. And I agree that it's a sham, and I agree that the Democrats are horrible, and I'm fighting, you know, one of my main fights is against illegal immigration, but also I see myself as fighting to prevent socialism from taking over the United States, where I believe it's very much, has a very strong chance of doing so if it hasn't already, mostly because of immigration-vectored problems.
Exactly.
Now, And I agree with you what you said about Democrats. And I see it on Facebook all day and night long. Everyone's like, oh, this is thanks to the Democrats. This is thanks to Democrats. But I'm looking on my screen right now at a Breitbart article about 123 Republicans in the Senate and the House who are pleading with the Department of Homeland Security to increase or double the number of H-2B visas given out to foreign labor to be brought into the country. And that's not what we voted for when we elected Trump. That's not what Americans want, and that's certainly not what 80%+ of Republican voters want. But they want to, first of all, I think it's terrible that they're trying to get an unelected bureaucrat in the Department of Homeland Security to double immigration instead of putting their name on a bill to do it. But, you know, we're looking at Republicans here who are endorsing and supporting their own doom, because right now, Ali Pack's main message, our main focus, just to make it clear to everybody, in case we actually survive this election, that non-citizen voters are participating in U.S. elections, that they are going to participate in the largest numbers ever before in the 2020 elections. And while I completely agree with and sympathize with people who say, oh, I just don't see any of the Democratic candidates winning, they're all so terrible, they're all so, you know, flawed, they're all so inept, you know, all these things that rational Americans used to be able to think about in elections that had an impact. And they don't really understand the hatred and the anger and the intensity or the way that these socialist Democrat voters identity politics think. They're not thinking about the issues. They're voting based on who they see themselves at. If they're young, they're voting Democrat. If they're black, they're voting Democrat. If they're gay, they're voting Democrat. If they're an immigrant, they're voting Democrat. And you can't make a dent in that with these rational arguments. And so what I'm saying is, Bill, is that unfortunately, since more illegal aliens have entered the United States under the first 3 years of Donald Trump than ever before in our nation's history, and since nothing significant has been done nationwide or in very many states to inhibit or be able to slow or stop these illegal non-citizen voters, we may numerically be beyond the point of no return. It's just there's a chance that in swing states like my home state of North Carolina and Wisconsin, because, you know, Trump won only by 80,000 votes,
right,
parsed out through three swing states or pivot states or purple states, whatever you want to call them. Mm-hmm. And there are just so many non-citizens here. Bloomberg is dispatching people with millions of dollars at disposal to go out there and indiscriminately register people willy-nilly, and they're going to have no regard whatsoever for immigration status. The only thing that is there to possibly prevent illegal aliens and non-citizens from committing the felony of registering to vote and the second felony of voting in a U.S. election and stealing an American's vote, stealing a U.S. election, is a little box that says, are you a U.S. citizen? And if you check that box, no one checks you on the county level, state level, or federal level. And we have a collection at alipac.us of huge numbers of examples proving our point that this is part of the Democratic Party's war machine. This is how they turned Virginia blue.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing is, and this is the existential threat, we'll say, to the GOP and Republican Party or the non-socialist of America,
right,
is that if we flip blue heavy in 2020 on top of the census and we lose state legislatures around the country on top of the census, that's snake eyes. They'll,
yeah,
like in North Carolina, will never be back. They will redraw the districts because that's what you get to do if you win big on a census year.
Mm-hmm.
And they will make sure that those districts are drawn to parse the minority vote and the black votes, which votes 96% straight Democratic Party ticket out in a way that Republicans will never be competitive in this state again. Example given California. So
mm-hmm.
That's our big mission right now, is to warn everybody so that we try to find some states and places where we can pressure these non-citizen voters to not happen. If they do vote, that we're there, we have people there to detect it and to challenge it. And in the worst case scenario, if we lose it all on election day, to make sure that Americans understand that they were defeated through a process of invasion.
Well, and that's been consistent, because this has been the slow creep that has been taking place across our country. I mean, the former Attorney General, Eric Holder, himself said there's no such thing as voter fraud. And I said, well, wait a minute. How can you say that? People are getting arrested and going to jail for voter fraud. You're an Attorney General and you make that statement? I mean, what are you trying to do? Who are you trying to dupe here? And so this is all a ruse and that has been taking place over time, but it adds to the narrative and the confusion of the voter politic, William, because you talk to them, and I know that you go and talk to them, and they look, and their eyes are crossed, and they don't get it. They really don't think that America is at war right now, and it's no longer an existential threat. It is amongst us.
Well, and there's no place to go. There's no place in the world that you can go unless you can afford to get into Switzerland or Israel where you can carry a gun to protect yourself and your family and legally. And so there's no place to go. And plus, to immigrate to some of these other places that the big money wants to go, like New Zealand and stuff, you got to have hundreds of thousands of dollars, which most Americans don't have laying around.
Exactly. Well, look at the danger is real. It is present. We have seen it demonstrate itself time and again. I mean, for example, during, what was it? Was it the first time that Barack Obama was elected president? He had something like 58 districts in in Pennsylvania that voted 100% for Barack Obama. How is that even possible, William, without cheating?
Oh, it's not. They cheat. The Democratic Party is the party of criminality, and unfortunately the Republican Party joins the Democrats far too often on immigration and other important issues.
William Jean is with us, President and National Director of Americans for Legal Immigration PAC, and we've got more from him on the other side of the break. Stay with us.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
This is Dan Perkins for your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. Did you know that about 1 in 10 veterans are homeless in the United States? For the third year in a row, Songs and Stories for Soldiers is sponsoring the Santa Bell Shoes and Socks for Homeless Veterans program. In 2019, the people of Southwest Florida donated to the Bay Pines VA Healthcare District 550 pairs of shoes and over 1,200 pairs of socks for homeless veterans. So here's your Veterans Tip of the Day. This summer, set up a group of people to collect shoes and socks for homeless veterans in your community between Thanksgiving and Christmas 2020. Sit down and have a conversation with the Voluntary Services Director at your local VA hospital and telling him what you're going to do. If you have any questions, have them contact their counterpart at the Bay Pines Healthcare System. You may find that someday you may be recipient of shoes and socks for homeless veterans. This is Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
It's always a great day here at Bill Martinez Live.
Fresh and independent we are. Bill Martinez here at 19 minutes after the top of the hour, and our conversation with William Jean continues. He's a veteran campaign consultant, North Carolina native, with over 15 years of experience in the internet and grassroots organizing, marketing, research, campaign management, and event coordination. He is also the primary administrator of the archives at www.alipac.us, which represents the largest collection of information about illegal immigration in the world. Imagine that. What a key resource when we're talking about immigration and what is going on with our country. It is clear that the Democratic Socialists are coming in, and they've come in big numbers. They've been around for a long time. It's been a slow creep, and they've got a stranglehold on this country right now, and they've been enacting policies that are detrimental to the ideal and the idea of the American dream. And meanwhile, people are wondering, okay, what is happening to their neighborhoods? What's happening to their country? And the fact of the matter is, William, we're being hijacked here.
Well, and it's important to point out that while I'm in North Carolina, and we pride ourselves on being a non-DC-based national organization, and we've worked very hard to help other states prevent the illegals from taking over through granting access to licenses for illegals and in-state tuition for illegals. We have a great example coming up right here in 2020, which I'm going to start writing about. I appreciate you mentioning our website. People have to come looking for us because Google, Twitter, and Facebook are doing all they can to prevent us from reaching people.
Exactly.
But at alipac.us, through our free email alerts, we're about to send out some very important information about the people out there who are running for Congress and U.S. Senate who are not like the globalist open borders Democrats and Republicans. And this is what, talk about the distractions of the impeachment. This is where Americans need to be focused right now. I know everybody's is transfixed by the Trump race. But I'm talking about the races where people can have a greater impact.
Yeah.
We need everyone focusing on their local congressional campaign, their U.S. Senate races, their state races, their county, their sheriffs.
Yes.
Here in North Carolina, we had Democrat sheriffs knock out many Republican sheriffs, and they tore down the relationship between immigration and customs in the local jails, and now illegal aliens can commit crimes, drink and drive, fraud, deal drugs, rape, and assault people and not get deported and be released back out amongst the general population to go on to harm other Americans.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we have also tried here in the state of North Carolina, we'll be sending out information about this, to try to limit the impact of non-citizen voters. North Carolina used to be notorious for giving licenses to illegal aliens after 9/11. In fact, when Virginia and Florida closed the doors to illegals because the 9/11 terrorists had many different licenses from states like Virginia and Florida,
right,
Democrat socialists here changed their license laws to open the door to illegals, and they swarmed in from Brazil and Florida and other states getting these licenses, and me and some other good folks, we fought until we finally closed out the door on licenses for illegals. Well, why is this important? The Republicans just passed a law requiring an ID to vote in 2020, but one judge shut it down, and our Democrat Socialist Governor, Roy Cooper, had his Board of Elections, which he appointed the chair of the board to, send out a mailer to all households in the state, making sure that everybody in the state was told, you won't need an ID. You won't need a license or ID to vote on Election Day. This
wow.
is taxpayer-paid expense. Mm-hmm. But if that's not clear enough green light for the non-citizens to vote, our legislature, which is run by Republicans at this time, also passed a bill saying that if you used non-citizen status to get out of jury duty, if you went down to a courthouse and you told them that you didn't want to and you couldn't serve on a jury because you're not a citizen of the United States, then they would check and remove you from the voter registration rolls. Mm-hmm. Roy Cooper vetoed this bill.
Wow.
He vetoed the bill. He is clearly protecting the illegal and non-citizen voters to vote for both him against his Republican opponent in November of 2020 and whomever the Democratic nominee will be, whether it's Joe Biden. I think Bloomberg has a very strong chance. I think Bernie Sanders has a lot of almost Trump-esque energy. Okay.
Yes.
And so they're actively know the non-citizens are there. They know that the criminal enterprises are helping them win elections. I used to be a Democrat when I was young and dumber, and I saw this criminality. And the other thing is, we know there is a direct one-to-one relationship between crime and Democrats, because wherever you're at in America, you go find the most dangerous location near you. You probably have to go into a town or the center of a city, and you put yourself where the crime statistics say that you are the most likely victim of violent and property crime, and you will be you will find yourself standing in the most Democrat stronghold precinct of the area. There's a one-to-one statistical correlation between Democrat voting behavior and criminality. You could go to almost any police jurisdiction in America on a Monday morning and see who got arrested over the weekend and put it up against the voter registration file when a match is possible, and you will see a huge number of Democrats compared to other voter registrations and affiliations. The Democratic Party is the party of crime, and unfortunately, once again, we have Republicans, you know, watching this impeachment. I wish we had Republicans that fought that hard.
Yes, exactly.
And to Trump, and one of the things that's happened in the chess game, this is happening, in my opinion, because of Trump's first broken campaign promise. He told us that if he had been president, Hillary Clinton would be in jail.
Mm-hmm.
And people started chanting at his rallies, lock her up. And that wasn't something people like me and others were doing at his rallies, because I went. We weren't doing that for fun, Bill. We weren't doing that to entertain ourselves. We weren't doing that because we thought it was cute. We were doing that because we meant it, and we thought he meant it.
Mm-hmm.
But less than 10 days after he was elected, he instructed all of his people, including Jeff Sessions, the future attorney general, and everybody else. He said, we're not going to go after the Clintons. They've been through enough already. Now, you can excuse that and say he was being obsequious and trying to get along and work. I don't care. What he did was he gave away the momentum.
Mm-hmm.
He had the momentum. He had a chance to come into office and to put this power block that can kill people like Epstein in jail on the defense and keep them on defense. But he gave them the initiative, and they took it, and they came at him with Russia, and then they came at him with something else, and then they came at him with impeachment. Ever since he said he wasn't going to pursue the Clintons and Obama, gosh, Obama should have been in prison along with people from six different federal agencies for the Fast and Furious gunwalker scandal.
Oh, but there was no scandal. There was no scandal whatsoever in the Obama administration, according to Barack Obama.
Well, according to President Trump, that wasn't a priority. He never went after it. I would have gone at it the day that I was sworn in.
Mm-hmm.
I would have announced a blue ribbon commission being formed to look into Fast and Furious. But none of that happened. And so the Democrats took it. Now, back when Obama was president, when he created DACA, when he created DACA mm-hmm. amnesty and violated the Constitution, violated existing immigration laws, I was either the first or amongst the first national leaders to call for his impeachment. And I mm-hmm. got things thrown at me from newspapers and liberals on TV and everybody, oh, can you believe this? Wild hillbilly William Gein of mm-hmm. Alley Pack, he wants to impeach Obama. Isn't that funny? You know, and they acted like, and none of the Republicans, on our side, including people we endorsed and supported, ever took it seriously. They never dropped the bill in the hopper. They never came out and said, well, maybe we should impeach Obama for mm-hmm. DACA. None of that ever happened. The Democrats, boom, 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 full-on mm-hmm. impeachment, got the ball all the way down in the Senate. And would throw them right out of the front door or back door of the White House if they could. And you got to pause and look at how aggressive the Democrats are. Look how firm they are. And that's what we need. We need Americans who fight that hard for American citizens, not these socialists.
Well, the problem is, William, is they're not seeing. I say they're. We the people are just not seeing the danger. And whether it is Obama, you know, and, you know, all this argument over the division of power, separation of powers and stuff, and all of a sudden the House is claiming foul when they didn't when Barack Obama was in power. So it's all a joke. But at the very base of all this, as you're indicating, is just outright corruption. And this is what people want us to take a look at and to do something about, because the corruption is so rampant. Well, look, we'll continue the conversation. Keep us apprised of what's going on. William Gein has been with us. William, of course, is the president of the Americans for
Legal. If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. Here's what our customers had to say.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricking.
strength.
Convenience. They delivered it free and they took care of all the paperwork.
If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, a CGM can help you. It's accurate, easy to use, and if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Plus, get free shipping of your new CGM, and we can bill Medicare for you.
Honestly, I had my doubts, but that new CGM is painless.
Call now. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
There are multiple victims after a shooting on a Greyhound bus in California this morning. Police say there were 40 people on the bus as it was north of Los Angeles County. Well, one of the people aboard took out a gun and just started shooting. One victim is dead, five other people wounded. The shooter reportedly got off the bus when it stopped and was immediately put into custody. Voters will have their say for the first time in the 2020 Democratic primary season as Iowa voters will gather to caucus across the state today. In the Hawkeye State, polls show Bernie Sanders and Joe Biden, the front runners. Pete Buttigieg and Elizabeth Warren are also top candidates. Amy Klobuchar is not at the top, but still expressing confidence.
Every place we went, huge crowds, a lot of interest, people literally signing up, committing to caucus.
USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Maybe it's okay if I'm not okay. Cause the world anymore, the world is holding on to me.
Back with the America, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more information on the show that comes to you Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, go to BillMartinezLive.com. Well, we're going to talk about breakthroughs in cancer treatment and reconstructive surgery for your pets like cats, the use of artificial intelligence to better detect advanced eye disease in dogs, new pharmaceutical options like CBD for pets. Yes, CBD for pets, you heard me right. Even ways for the veterinary team to treat the traumatized turtle. These are among the topics that are going to be taught, discussed, and demonstrated at the world's largest gathering of veterinary professionals. Now, that's going on in Orlando, Florida, through the 22nd at the Orange County Convention Center. And here to tell us all about it, Dana Varple, Doctor of Veterinary Medicine. She's Vice President of Veterinary Education with the North American Veterinary Community, and also with the North American Veterinary Community. We got him up early, too. Gene O'Neill joins us, the Chief Executive Officer. Gene, good to have you with us. Dana, welcome to the show.
Oh, thanks, Bill. It's good to be here.
Well, how exciting. All these trends and advances in early career detection and diagnosis. Dana, you know, tell us about, you know, what's going on here. I mean, you know, we start talking, you know, just in the intro about some of these. I mean, this is the top of the iceberg. I mean, this is really exciting.
It is. Yeah, so FDMXer is the first big veterinary meeting of the year, and it's a chance really for us as veterinarians to learn about all of the coolest things that are going to be taught this year and things that are really going to change medicine for our pets over the next 5 to 10 years. So we're definitely seeing some really cool stuff. We're seeing software that has artificial intelligence in it, and that helps us detect small changes on x-rays, small changes during eye exams, even helps us interpret fecal tests better. So all of these things mean that your pet gets diagnosed earlier, we have more treatment options, and we can basically improve the quality of life for longer than we used to ever be able to.
Mm-hmm. Well, Gene, is the first veterinary conference of the year with more than 700 exhibiting companies. Wow, that gives you quite a spectrum for VMX 2020, right?
Oh, absolutely. It's really pretty impressive when you see it in person and are able to walk the floor. But there's every product out there from pet insurance, cat toothpaste, all the way up through the equipment and pharmaceutical offerings that are out there. So anything that you want for your pet is pretty much out there on the floor.
Dana, we touched a little bit on some of the innovations that I'm sure is going to capture the eye and the imagination of many of the docs out there, but why don't you tell us more about the advanced medical care?
Well, we're really seeing veterinary medicine advance almost as quickly as human medicine. So as things become available for your treatment for your medical conditions and your family, we're actually seeing some of the same products, some of the same treatments come into veterinary medicine almost at the same time. So great things like ultrasound being widely available, CT scans, digital thermography, which can help tell us why your dog might be limping. All these things are becoming widely available for your pet. We're also seeing great things like wearable monitors, blood sugar monitoring, the devices that they're implanting in humans. We're using the exact same things in dogs and cats today. And so your veterinarian is here learning all about it so they can bring that home to you and help your pet.
Gene, we were just talking with someone a couple days ago, and they were doing a study on millennials, and they found that millennials are more likely to take care of their pets than themselves when it comes to health care. Is that amazing?
It's amazing, but it's true.
Yes.
The animal pet care health industry is a $40 billion industry.
Wow.
So there's a lot being spent to improve the life of pets everywhere. And the millennials are the fastest growing segment of that number. And you're right. They care for their pet like it is a family member, as do others as well.
Exactly. Well, and as Dan was just saying, I mean, you know, the concern for nutrition and mental health and wellness has developed exponentially.
Absolutely. We're seeing just a lot of innovation in that area as well. Fear Free is bringing new techniques to your veterinarian so that your pet isn't afraid to go to the vet. It's a better experience for them. It's a better experience for you. And it's a better experience for your veterinarian, too, because we love your pet, so we want them to be happy to see us. We really do.
Mm-hmm. Well, in the technology, as you were suggesting a moment earlier, you got the veterinary medicine of the future, including wearable monitors and echo in your pocket. That's interesting. For early detection of feline heart disease? Wow.
Yeah, we're seeing basically things like ultrasound develop from very large machines the size of washing machines to now there's some prototypes where an ultrasound probe can basically become a smartphone device. And what used to, again, be a very large piece of equipment and a huge investment for the veterinarian now has become an everyday occurrence. And as these get smaller and more affordable, it means that the pet owner is going to be able to really take advantage of this technology. And your veterinarians can be able to use it in an exam room. It's going to be really easy for all of us to see these things faster.
Well, we're talking about these life-changing advances in animal medicine that are being introduced and taught at the world's largest veterinary conference, which is going on right now in Orlando, Florida. Dana Varbal is with us, Doctor of Veterinary Medicine and Vice President of Veterinary Education with the North American Veterinary Community. And Gene O'Neill, CEO of the North American Veterinary Community. Gene, what types of resources are available for veterinarians to keep up with, up-to-date and the latest discoveries and treatments?
Sure. So besides VMX, which is our largest offering, we also have smaller, intensive, hands-on workshops throughout the year that we offer, and there's also online learning opportunities for credits, and we have one of the largest business publication divisions for veterinarians as well.
Well, this is really exciting the way it's developing. You know, the other thing I was, you know, that got my attention, Danny, as you were talking about how technology and innovation is keeping a pace with humanoids. I mean, we're talking medical marijuana now and pets, CBD. Exactly. So what do vets need to know?
Well, right now the FDA still restricts the use of CBD in pets, but there's a lot of new research and there's definitely going to be some changes in regulations in the very near future. So as this research develops, we're learning that CBD can potentially be useful in a wide variety of diseases. We just need to do a little bit more and gather a little bit more information so we can make good recommendations for people and their pets.
Well, I know that, you know, pet owners have been using CBD for, you know, hip pain for dogs and anecdotally, I mean, just from my purview, I'm hearing a lot of positive stories. And as we say, we care so much about our pets that if we can offer them some kind of relief, CBD oil, I mean, it's a no-brainer.
It does seem like it. Yeah, we're really hopeful that we're going to be able to offer CBD as a treatment very soon for things like pain and cancer, even maybe some neurologic conditions like seizures could potentially benefit from CBD and its effects.
Mm-hmm. Gene, are we going to be able to realize that in 2020, or are we still a couple of years off for that?
For
the CBD oil and medical marijuana, bongs for pets. I mean, hey, we got stuff going on here.
Yeah, I know. It's there's a lot to consider, and I would love to say yes. I'm not the expert in that field that Dr. Barbel is, but as any other pet lover out there, anything that we can do to improve the life of our pets would be widely accepted. So I'm in that category as well.
Right. How many vets are we talking about in the U.S.?
There's about 100,000 vets in the U.S. right now, from the last census that was taken.
Well, Gene, I'm going to let you wrap things up by telling everybody where they can go for more information.
Sure. For those of you who are interested in what we do here, please visit us at www.nabc.com for our broad portfolio of products.
Gene O'Neill, CEO of the North American Veterinary Community, and Dana Barbel, Doctor of Veterinary Medicine and Vice President of Veterinary Education at the North American Veterinary Community. Dana, Gene, thank you so much for for being with us. Appreciate the time. Take care. Enjoy yourselves in Orlando.
Thank you.
You've heard it said, you don't know what you've been missing. Well, when it comes to nutritional components in your diet, maybe you need to know what you've been missing, especially if you want to feel good, not miss work, and get the most of each day. Then you need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mothers, helps our body recognize when we're under attack, and fights all those nasty microbes that we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstreams. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
Packages start at $39.99 a month with site agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. You can now get Vivint's award-winning smart home security systems starting at about $1 a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the top home security system of 2019, calling the Vivint system the best for a complete package of home security and automation, the best pro-installed home security system, and the best home security system with cameras. And right now, you can get Vivint's best home security and smart technology for about $1 a day. Plus, get free professional installation. Protect your home and loved ones for as little as $1 a day. Call right now for your home security consultation.
800-962-6082. 800-962-6082. That's 800-962-6082.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free! This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free! As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, annuity do's and don'ts for baby boomers and annuity rate report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
Back with the America, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. We're coming to you live from Las Vegas, Nevada. We're at the SHOT Show 2020. And our next guest has a true story to share with us that is, it's heartbreaking on so many levels, but so important in terms of understanding this debate issue on gun control. And in her case, it's how gun control helped my stalker murder my husband in front of me. Her book and her story is told in Stalked and Defenseless. Nikki Gosar is with us right now. Nikki, good to have you with us to tell your story on Bill Martinez Live.
Thanks for having me on, Bill.
Well, Nikki, tell us what happened.
My husband Ben and I were newlyweds, and back in 2009, a man who was stalking me shot my husband 7 times, killing him in front of myself and 50 other patrons in the middle of a busy restaurant. This restaurant was a gun-free zone, and I obeyed that law and left my permitted legal firearm that I normally carried for self-defense locked in my vehicle that night. Now, my stalker, he did not have a carry permit and brought a gun in illegally into a gun-free zone. I'll probably wonder for the rest of my life if I could have prevented that. Of course, I'll never know because I was denied a chance. I was stalked and defenseless.
Right. Well, and you bring up an excellent point, and I want people to catch this, is that you were denied that opportunity, and again, we're realizing that criminals don't obey the law.
Exactly.
And here it is, a soft target in a gun-free zone. I know in Florida there's been an issue, you know, I was sharing with someone else, with John Lott, who you know, that I was particularly disturbed. We went to a movie house, and there were signs all over the place that this is a gun-free zone. And I went to the manager, I said, what the heck are you thinking? You are just putting everybody in harm's way over the... Well, it's corporate policy. I said, well, the heck with corporate policy. I still carried my gun because there was anybody there that was going to, you know, check it out. And I guess they were on some sort of passive honor system, which was, you know, that just added to the ridiculousness of the signs.
Right. You know, millions of women each year are stalked and feel threatened. I mean, according to the CDC, 1 in 6 women have been stalked during their life. And I think that gun-free zones are very dangerous. I mean, everyone should have the basic human right of self-defense, men and women. But I'm talking about women right here.
Exactly.
Women should not be made defenseless. I'll give you an example. If a woman works at a business that prohibits guns on the business property, so she can't have her gun inside the business and she can't even have the gun locked inside of her own vehicle in the parking lot, that woman is defenseless there inside the business, as well as when she stops by the grocery, the gas station, the bank, and even when she pulls into her own driveway. I mean, a stalker that's bent on harming or killing a woman would likely choose those places to attack where they know the victim
exactly.
is defenseless.
Right. No, because it's already been, they already checked it out, and time and again, you know, we know whether it's a stalker or some other criminal, they target these soft targets. And if they know that you're without a gun and that there's going to be others there, well, just like in your particular case with, the horrific story and, of course, experience of stalking, I think that people are going to be shocked to understand that number that you just gave us, Nikki, that 1 in 6 women are stalked. I mean, that's incredible. So this person that was stalking you, tell us a little bit more about that and how that came about.
Sure. Well, I don't ever say his name because I think the media gives way too much attention to evil people. They make them famous, and I refuse to give this man that.
Mm-hmm.
So I just call him my stalker. But he was a karaoke customer. My husband and I ran a mobile karaoke business at that restaurant, and he was always creepy, but he started sending me inappropriate messages over social media, and I eventually had to delete him and block him, and my husband had asked him to please leave me alone.
Mm-hmm.
And he kept coming to the karaoke shows, but he wasn't singing at this point. He would just stand in the middle of the crowd and stare at me.
Oh, wow. Now, were authorities notified of this?
No, because I did not realize that he was indeed stalking me until that very night. You know, he'd come into, I think, 2 karaoke shows and just stood there in the middle of the crowd and just stared at me. And as you well know, authorities, you know, a person has to threaten you. They have to do something threatening
yes.
for you to be taken seriously. And he never threatened us. He never directly threatened us.
Mm-hmm. So in your book, Stalked and Defenseless, How Gun Control Helped My Stalker Murder My Husband in Front of Me. And as you said, there were 50 people there in this restaurant that, were witness to this horrific event. And the message that you're carrying out and, to other women is that you do not have to be defenseless. It is a choice, right, that you make.
Right. You know, here's the thing. I think that the advice that women get, you know, tends to be limited. You know, women who are stalked, the advice they get by some of these women's advocacy groups and stalking, resource centers, they limit the advice to changing their name, moving, changing jobs, don't follow a routine, possibly get a restraining order, tell others about the stalker. But what is generally not talked about are the benefits of getting training on justifiable use of force and getting a gun legally for self-defense. This is a subject that is somehow seen as taboo, and it shouldn't be. It should be openly talked about when advising
exactly.
women on how to protect themselves.
And as you say, Nikki, it's so important that you talk about being trained on how to be effective in the use of an instrument that is going to allow you to defend yourself. It's not just, hey, go out there and pay for a gun without getting the proper training. And this is what it is at the heart and soul, and that people who are not necessarily, or they're ignorant of the Second Amendment rights and gun advocacy, they're ignorant of the level of responsibility that gun owners have, you know, just as you said, to be properly trained in the effective use of this instrument.
Right, and I don't think that it's fair
that women have to bear the burden of changing their entire life.
Exactly.
And, you know, living like a hermit and sometimes having to give up everything they hold dear because of some stalker, some creep that can't take no for an answer. They should be empowered to protect themselves. Gun rights are women's rights.
Mm-hmm. Well, and we know, you know, from news reports that, you know, it's men and women who are dying in these gun-free zones. I mean, they are prime targets, right?
Yes. People think that evil people are stupid. They're not stupid. They can be extremely smart in their evil plan. I think gun-free zones are a magnet for those with evil intent. They know that everyone there is absolutely helpless to try and stop them, and they'll be more successful in getting a higher body bag count.
What is it, Nikki, about Democrats that they want to promote gun-free zones? I mean, to me, it's a theoretical consideration that comes with a dire cost.
Right. Well, I think the problem is so many people seem to think that banning guns from a venue will help protect people, when what happens is actually the opposite. We see it time and time again. You know, the media fails to tell people, you know, this was a gun-free zone where this mass shooting occurred. So the public, they don't get all of the information that they need. Unfortunately, the media really works against educating people.
Exactly. You know, Nikki, you know, for some people that are hearing your story and have read your book, they're amazed at the courage that it must take for you to be able to tell your story like this. I mean, this is such a heartbreaking experience and story that you tell.
Well, I just try to do what I can to educate people. I don't want this to happen to anyone else. You know, this happened in a busy restaurant, and I told management of the restaurant, this man is stalking me, I don't feel comfortable, will you please get him out of here? And when they went to confront him, to ask him to leave, is when he pulled the gun.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember standing there thinking, oh my God, I don't have my gun. It's an awful feeling, it's horrible to go through. I don't want anyone to go through this. I don't want bad guys to have guns.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? They're going to get them. I tell people, evil people find a way. And quite frankly, they can use any kind of tool to harm or kill people. When the police searched his vehicle at the crime scene, they found 2 more guns, ammunition, a baseball bat, binoculars, gloves, rope, and a knife.
Wow. Well, and Nikki Gosar continues to be involved in the gun debate, as you can tell, daily as a Second Amendment activist, sharing her story because she would not want another woman or another human being to experience the horror that she's experienced. She is the 2012 recipient of the National Rifle Association's Sybil Ludington Women's Freedom Award, which recognizes a modern-day heroine and their legislative work to protect the Second Amendment. Nikki, you have continued to fight this this battle on behalf of not only you know, other women like yourself that are subjected to these ridiculous laws that are making them vulnerable, but also in memory of your husband, Ben.
Yes, absolutely. I think it's very important that people understand that assault is a behavior. It's not an object.
Well, Nikki Gosar, thank you so much for coming on the show and telling your story. Your book, Stalked and Defenseless, will be linked at our website at Bill Martinez Live. It is available in all the usual places. And how else can they be in touch with you, Nikki?
You can check out my website, stalkeddefenseless.com.
Thank you, Nikki. Take care. God bless.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112.
800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
This is...